Pennsylvania lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have joined to reform the state's criminal justice system. Some measures seek to make it easier for people with criminal records to get hired, while others aim to loosen rules around probation. Republican State Senator Cameron Bartolotta has emerged as a leader in this effort. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring spoke with her about what brings her to the cause.
You've become a leading voice on criminal justice reform in Pennsylvania. Since you were elected in 2014, you co-founded the Bipartisan Criminal Justice Reform Caucus, and you've had a leading role in proposing certain reforms at the state capitol.
Right.
Did you expect when you first came into office that this would be a cause that you would be championing?
No, certainly not when I was first elected in 2014. But over the last several years, and everybody is very familiar with this, I happen to be engaged to the former Speaker of the House, Bill DeWeese, who was incarcerated for 23 months. And he experienced so many different levels of the system and shared with me so much of it and got me involved with and on the board of the Pennsylvania Prison Society, which is incredible. Then just getting to know some of the barriers that the Commonwealth puts in front of people who are trying to do the right thing, trying to regain their lives, trying to take care of their kids and stay out of the system, it's almost as though we're trying really hard to keep them going back. So there's a long, long list of things we need to address to reverse the horrible tide that we caused in the 90s, well, actually the 80s and the 90s, where it was lock them up, throw away the key, mandatory minimums, tough on crime, and our incarceration rate since the 80s has increased by about 400%. That's a problem. That's not helping anyone.
Would you say that your thinking had really changed on this, or is it something that you just hadn't really prioritized or thought much about?
Well, like a lot of people who aren't exposed or maybe don't have a family member or someone that they know who has been involved in the criminal justice system, I wasn't that familiar with a lot of things. But then I started to understand incarceration is the new cancer. If it hasn't affected you directly, it probably has affected someone that you know. So it's become so prevalent and so pervasive, especially with the opioid epidemic that in Pennsylvania we've experienced over the last 10-year period of time. Everyone seems to be involved with someone who's experienced incarceration or probation and has an issue with the way that we're doing things in Pennsylvania.
So efforts at reform have gotten some traction here in Pennsylvania.
A ton of traction, a ton of attention on the national level. My bill that I'm working on with Senator Anthony Williams, Senate Bill 14, deals with probation reform. So if you're not in the state system and you're just in the county system, well, there are a lot of people who are offered probation in lieu of, or maybe half their sentence could be served in probation. Our problem in Pennsylvania is that we are incarcerating more people for technical violations of probation than for original crimes. Hundreds of millions of dollars putting people behind bars who, I don't know, forgot to call their probation officer, maybe traveled across the county line to take their kids to a soccer game. We're really destroying lives when we could be doing much better.
State Senator Cameron Bartolotta, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bartolotta represents all or part of Beaver, Green, and Washington counties.